而且现在的的确确是叫我们能够把这些预言稍微把它整理在一起。
So we can organize these prophecies together.
那目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
目的就是预备我们。
The purpose is to prepare us.
我们不能再睡觉。
We cannot fall asleep again.
你知道说主很快就要回来。
You know the Lord's return is imminent.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
主第一次来。
His first return, his first coming.
预言没有一样没有应验。
All the prophecies were fulfilled.
所以主第二次来。
So when he comes the second time.
完全根据他第一次怎样应验，第二次要怎样的应验。
However, it was fulfilled the first time, it will also occur the second time.
所以我们非常有把握。
So we are pretty sure.
而且有的预言已经应验。
And some of the prophecies have already been fulfilled.
所以就叫我们能够更明白神的旨意。
So we can understand the will of God much better.
所以这次的目的重点就重在主什么时候要回来。
So the focus is when is the Lord returning?
主回来以前有哪些事情要发生？
What is going to happen before the Lord's return?
所以根据主的话，
According to the word of God,
我们要来看看再思就是再思想一下那些有关的圣经。
We want to reconsider the biblical prophecies.
所以呢是今天晚上一次。
So tonight once.
明天下午四点半一次。
Tomorrow afternoon at 4:30.
七点又是一次。
7:00 tomorrow.
然后主日早晨又是一次。
And then another time Lord's Day morning.
我想我们有四次的时间。
So four times.
大概我们蜻蜓点水似的。
We will just briefly touch upon each point.
我们能够把这个末世的预言稍微做个总览。
So we can do a summary of the prophecies of the end times.
所以我们就从这里开始。
So we start from here.
那么什么叫末日？
Now what is the end times?
当然我们主要的，我们所注意到主的回来。
So we have to focus on the Lord's return.
所以主回来的前前后后。
So before and right before around the time the Lord's return.
所以那些日子是我们所注意的。
So those are the days that we focus upon.
那么现在我们要问一个很基本的问题。
So we want to ask a basic question.
就是到底主什么时候回来？
When is the Lord going to return?
到底圣经里面有没有告诉我们主什么时候回来？
Has the Bible told us when the Lord will return?
好，我想主自己告诉我们。
I think the Lord will tell us himself.
太清楚不过了。
It can't be clear.
我们好不好看一看启示录最后一章？
Can we look at Revelation, last chapter? Revelation
22.
Verse
7.
Behold, I am coming quickly.
我就指着主来说。
I refers to the Lord.
所以在最后的启示录最后一章。
So, the last chapter of the book of Revelation.
主说看哪。我必快来。
The Lord said, Behold, I am coming quickly.
然后我们来看第十二节。
And verse 12.
看哪、啊、我必快来。
Behold, I am coming quickly.
主不只说一次。
The Lord didn't just say it once.
主说两次。
The Lord said it twice.
然后我们看二十节。
And verse 20.
证明这事的说是了我必快来。
He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming quickly.
阿们主耶稣啊。我愿你来。
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
当约翰祷告说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
So when John made the prayer, Lord, may you come.
他不只听见一次主说，我必快来。
He did not just hear the Lord said once, come, I am coming quickly.
两次。
Twice.
三次。
Three times.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
如果主说我必快来，一连说三次。
If the Lord himself said that I am coming quickly three times.
我们的反应一定像约翰一样。
Our response should be like John.
Amen, 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Amen, come Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天不止约翰听见。
Today, not just John heard it.
今天你也听见。
You heard it.
我也听见。
I heard it.
主一再地说，我必快来。
The Lord kept on saying, I am coming quickly.
但是问题在这里。
The problem is this.
你听见你能不能说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
The question is, when you hear it, will you then say, Come, Lord Jesus?
那个祷告是第一世纪的祷告。
That prayer was the prayer of the first century.
那个祷告也是第21世纪的祷告。
That prayer should be the prayer of the 21st century.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we want to ask a question.
为什么2000年了?
Why after 2,000 years?
主明明说我必快来。
The Lord said, I am coming quickly.
主的话从来没有空说。
The Lord never says empty words.
主从来没有开空头支票。
He never gives a blank check.
主说我必快来，他一定快来。
Check. He said, I come quickly.
怎么那个快来就经过了2000年?
So how come he says I'm coming quickly? It took 2,000 years. We were thinking, well, did the Lord not fulfill his own word? Or did we misread God's word?
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget.
什么叫做我必快来?
What does that mean, I am coming quickly?
有一个非常有名的圣经学者,
there was a very famous Bible scholar.
他真的明白圣经,
he really understood the Bible.
他也真的明白圣经的语言,
he also understood the prophecy of the Bible.
他的名叫 G.H. Lang.
His name is G.H. Lang.
他曾经提醒我们,
he once reminded us,
不是我们的主, 随便说说我必快来,
it's not that the Lord will say, I am coming quickly.
那么根据希腊的原文,
according to the Greek,
如果你仔细来看主这三次说我必快来,
when you look at the three times the Lord said, I am coming quickly,
它是什么意思呢?
What did he mean?
在原文的意思是这样,
in the original, it meant this.
就是我一旦动身以后,
once I start moving,
我马上就来到,
I will come quickly.
明白吗?
You understand?
好像神有一个 journey, 有一个旅行,
as if he had a journey.
他只要一旦 start the journey, 他只要一开始动身,
once he started his journey,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
只要你从动身开始, 那个时候算起,
so once you start the journey and you count,
然后我们的主马上就来到,
the Lord will come imminently.
现在问题在这里,
the question is this,
这2000年,
these 2,000 years,
主什么时候动身?
When did the Lord start moving?
为什么主迟延?
Why is the Lord delaying?
每次你看见结婚典礼的时候,
every time you look at marriage,
10次有 9次都是新娘迟到, 不是新郎迟到,
9 out of 10 times the bride is late, not the bridegroom.
那为什么不能按时两个二两点钟,
why can't you start at 2 o'clock as you decide?
因为新妇还没有准备好,
because the bride was not ready.
新妇还需要用半个钟头来补她的妆,
bride needs to spend half an hour to add the makeup.
所以到了半个钟头以后,
so after half an hour,
所以呢现在新郎才动身,
now the bridegroom can move.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这2000年了,
these 2,000 years,
我们说我们等主回来,
we are waiting for the Lord's return.
新妇等候新郎回来,
so the bride is waiting for the bridegroom is waiting for the bride.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is this,
新妇有没有装饰整齐?
Is the bride ready?
新妇成熟了没?
Is the bride mature?
新妇长成了没有?
Is the bride grown up?
新妇有没有新郎的身量?
Has the bride have the stature of the bridegroom?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这2000年,
these 2,000 years,
到底是谁等候谁?
Who is waiting for whom?
很清楚,
it's very clear.
新郎是永远准备好,
the bridegroom is always ready.
但是新妇到现在好像还没有准备,
but as if the bride has not prepared herself.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
我们的主终于动身的时候,
the Lord has a time when he starts moving.
所以现在我们要问,
so we want to ask a
question. 有没有可能从圣经里面,
is it possible that from the Bible,
我们找到一点的美, 我们找到一些的话,
can we find a few words,
最少给我们安慰,
at least will comfort us,
最少给我们鼓舞,
at least will encourage us,
最少给我们知道个大概,
at least give us a general impression.
有没有圣经告诉我们主大概什么时候已经动身了?
Is the Bible anywhere that says the Lord has started moving?
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
You understand?
所以我们如果讲到末世的预言,
if we speak about the prophecy of the old,
我们最少要从一个预言开始讲起,
we have to start from one prophecy.
这个预言不只告诉我们主要回来,
it not only tells that the Lord will return, more importantly, it tells us that the Lord has started his journey. You understand?
如果主已经动身的话,
if the Lord started his journey,
他马上就来到,
he will come quickly.
你可以说, 主第12世纪不能回来,
so you could say he could not return the 12th century,
他没有动身,
because he didn't start his journey.
他18世纪不能回来,
he couldn't return the 18th century because he hasn't started his journey.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
今天你敢不敢说主还没有动身?
But can you dare say that he did not start his journey?
我最少可以找到一句一段的圣经给你,
at least there's a portion of the Bible that I can find for you.
你如果相信圣经是神的话,
if you believe that the Bible is the word of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
就在 白纸写黑字的上面。
So it's really words on paper.
你不只知道有一个预言。
You not only know that there's a prophecy.
这个预言是末世的预言。
So it is a prophecy of the end times.
是讲到主回来的预言。
Speaks about the Lord's return.
但在这个预言里面。
But in this prophecy.
就提醒我们。
It reminds us.
就建议我们。
It recommends to us.
如果我们没把圣经读错的话。
If we did not misread the Bible.
我们的主可能已经动身。
Our Lord probably already started his journey.
那主什么时候动身？
Now when did the Lord start his journey?
有没有地方告诉我们大概主什么时候动身？
Is there a place that says when did the Lord start his journey?
所以如果要讲到末世预言的话。
So if we want to talk about the prophecy in the end times,
我们一定要从这个预言讲起。
We have to start from this prophecy.
这是1800个预言里面的一个预言。
Amongst the 1800 prophecies, this is one of them.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
旧约有先知。
The Old Testament has prophets.
先知都是被膏的。
The prophets were always anointed.
等到基督来的时候。
But when Christ returns.
他也是被膏的。
He is also the anointed one.
那旧约被膏的有先知。
So the Old Testament, the anointed ones are prophets, were priests,
还有君王
and also kings.
所以等到弥赛亚来到的时候
So when the Messiah returns,
他完全受膏
He is anointed.
一面他是君王
On the one hand, he is the king.
就像马太福音所给我们看
Just like what the book of Matthew shows us.
这是没有疑问的
This is without a doubt.
另外一方面他给我们看他是祭司
On the other hand, he shows us that he is a priest.
这是路加福音给我们看
This is what Luke shows us.
但是更重要的
But more importantly,
他也是最大的先知。
He's the greatest prophet.
他把所有旧约、所有先知的话把它总结在一起。
He summarized all the prophecies of the Old Testament.
他比以赛亚更大。
He's greater than Isaiah.
他比耶利米更大。
He's greater than Jeremiah.
他比但以理更大。
He's greater than Daniel.
这些已经够大了。
These are great enough.
你读到但以理书。
When you study the book of Daniel.
你知道但以理是个大先知。
Daniel's a great prophet.
你读到约拿记。
You study Jonah.
你知道约拿也是个大先知。
Jonah is a great prophet.
这些都是大的先知。
They're great prophets.
但是看啊。
But behold.
这里有一个人比约拿更大。
There's someone greater than Jonah.
所以我们要问。
So, but we want to ask a question.
如果我们的主是最大的先知。
If our Lord is the greatest prophet.
因为他是基督。
Because he's Christ.
他是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
所以当然他所说出来的预言。
So obviously the prophecy that he speaks forth.
是可以说就解释了旧约圣经所有的预言。
Explains all the prophecies in the Old Testament.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在我们要找到一个预言。
So we want to find a prophecy.
是我们主亲自说的。
Is spoken but directly by our Lord.
这里有一位比耶利米更大。
There is one greater than Jeremiah.
这里有一位比以赛亚更大。
There is someone greater than Isaiah.
他们写先知书的时候。
When they write the prophetic books.
圣经告诉我们他们是考察他们心里基督的灵。
So the Bible says they examine the spirit of Jesus in their hearts.
结果他们就能说出一预言。
So then they can speak forth prophecy.
告诉我们主怎样降生。
So how the Lord Jesus descended.
所以但以赛亚说必有童女怀孕生。
So Isaiah said there will be virgin that will give
也给我们看他怎样为我们钉十字架。
And how he was crucified for us.
所以这就是以赛亚53章的。
So this is the story of Isaiah 53.
啊不止这样。
Not only that.
耶利米也是这样。
Jeremiah the same way.
他考察他里面的灵。
As he examined the spirit within him.
结果他花17圣客勒他就买了一块地。
He used 17 shekels to buy a piece of land.
这个兵荒马乱是卖地的时候，不是买地的时候。
So at the time of war, you never buy land, you sell land.
你真的相信神的话吗？
Do you believe in the word of God?
你真的相信70年以后以色列人要回来吗？
Do you believe that 70 years later, the people of Israel will return?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人所代表的。
What the people of Israel represent.
是假定人类没有堕落。
It assumes that man has not fallen.
神用以色列人来做见证。
God uses Israel as a testimony.
所以明白吧, 弟兄姊妹。
So you understand, brothers and sisters.
那个有一个物质的圣殿就代表神的同在。
So there is a physical, temple that speaks of God's presence.
有一个物质的城就代表神的见证。
So there is a physical temple that speaks of the testimony, a city that speaks of testimony.
所以什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
讲到圣殿。
When you speak about the temple.
讲到神的同在。
When you speak of the presence of God.
就想到那个生命树。
So you think about the tree of life.
你只要吃那个生命树的。
If you eat of the tree of life,
你就能享受主的同在。
So you will enjoy the presence of God.
这就是圣殿所代表。
This is what the temple represents.
但自从你吃了生命树果子以后。
But ever since you partook of the tree of life,
不止你是被按照神的形象被创造。
Not only were you created according to the image of God,
现在你不管到什么地方，你彰显他的荣耀。
No matter where you go, you show show forth his glory.
这就是美丽，这就是这就是见证了。
This is testimony.
明白吗？
You see that?
人堕落以后，
after man fell,
现在神要告诉人说，
God wants to tell man,
现在神的旨意是什么样的？
What is the will of God?
如果人不堕落应该怎么样？
If man did not fall, what would his condition be?
所以神又用一个物质的圣殿告诉我们他的心意。
So God used a physical temple to show us his heart.
一个物质的圣城告诉我们他的心意。
A physical city to show us his heart.
这个耶利米是个哭泣的心意。
So Jeremiah was a weeping prophet.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为见证荒凉。
Because the testimony was in desolation.
明白吗？以色列要被掳到巴比伦去。
So the people of Israel were deported into Babylon.
是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这是拔出，这是拆毁。
This is destruction to remove.